KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
News just in, Kwaito star Doc Shebeleza has passed away at the age of 51. Victor Bohobane died at a Johannesburg hospital this morning, just days after the death of musician Winnie Khumalo. The Ebumnandini hit maker recently underwent a surgery in December. The family of the miracle baby that survived the horrific Van Rhenen Pass accident has been found in Gauteng. 17 people died in the crash involving a truck and a minibus taxi on Monday night. KZN MEC for Transport, Sponiso Duma, tasked officials to locate the toddler's family found in Tembisa that are originally from Ngutu. Spokesperson Dabezintle Sibiya says the baby was traveling with her grandparents, who died together with four other relatives.
The name of the miracle baby is Luyanda Skubutu, 1 year old and 8 months. She's currently in hospital, and her mother is a 19-year-old Ngobile Skubutu, who's currently waiting for matric results. The surviving members of the family are Sanel Siwe, 26, and Sbuselapi, 23. The MEC would like to assure the family that they will do everything in our power to ease the pain they are feeling and the burden on the shoulders.
Two accused making a second bid for bail in the murder case of Keenan, a.k.a. Forms, and Debelo Motsoane, have told a Durban court that their imprisonment has had a devastating impact on their family's livelihood. Forbes and Motsoane were shot outside a restaurant on Florida Road 2 years ago. The Durban Magistrate Court is currently hearing bail applications by Mziwe Themba Gwabini and Lindokuhle Ndimande. Newswatch's Nyoshira Sudyal is there.
The duo's reapplication for their release is based on new facts. In affidavits read out by their shared attorney, both claim that due to the previous refusal of their bail and their lengthy time in prison, their personal circumstances have changed. Gwabini says he is now in arrears in terms of paying the school fees of his three children. He says he is unable to provide for his family while in prison. Ndimande says the only taxi he owns was involved in a car accident and has left him unable to provide for his extended family. Among the fresh reasons for bail, both accused responded to the state's stance that the investigation remains complete. Gwabini and Ndimande say the ongoing extradition matter of the two other accused, the Ndimande brothers in Eswatini, has delayed the case. They say even though the state claims the investigation is complete, the matter has not been moved to the High Court. Noshera Sudial, East Coast Radio Newswatch, Durban Magistrates Court.
Two teenage sisters were arrested in Pakistan for killing their father by setting him alight in revenge for rape. The pair, who are stepsisters, said their father had been raping the eldest girl for a year and had twice attempted to rape the younger girl. Your top story this hour, Kwaito star Doc Shebeleza has passed away at the age of 51. For the Newswatch team, I'm Dinokuhle.